If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Paul wrote, "For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way, so that you can always be generous." We can probably all think of occasions when we've been really generous and times when other people have been generous to us. They're precious moments, but that's just it. They're moments. They come and go. What the Apostle Paul is talking about here is very different. He's talking about generosity as a way of life, not as an occasional and unusual outburst. And he says that God makes it possible for us always to be generous. Generosity has everything to do with our hearts and little to do with the quantity of what we give. The widow, who Jesus observed giving a tiny gift into the temple collection box, was supremely generous. Her two little copper coins were just a tiny fraction of what the rich people gave, but she gave with incredible generosity because she gave everything she had. The rich people, on the other hand, just gave to God part of their surplus. Paul's point is clear. Whether we have a lot of money or a little, we can always be generous, and God will always make it possible. Generosity extends well beyond our money. God looks to us to be generous with everything he's given us: our home, our car, our bicycle, our talents, our time, our love, our compassion, everything. He wants us to be ready to be generous continually, because that's how we will reflect his unfailing generosity to us. So let me be specific with my question. In what ways can you be generous today? Now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for your amazing generosity to us throughout our lives. Forgive us for those times when we've been stingy and unwilling to be generous to others. In the power of your Spirit, help us to live a life of generosity. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premiere.org.uk/voice of hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.